What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky wine is that? Would be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up, what up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Ja'Kalen Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Pastor Jay. And like always, we're going to start in normal fashion. And normal fashion is this. We're going to come out of a scripture out of Psalms 9 and 10. And then we're going to go into prayer. And the scripture reads, "Those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. If you seek after God, he will be found. If you really look for God in your life, if you really look at the things in your life of what God is doing, he's there. Don't feel discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't sit and give up because it seems like everything's against you. If you wasn't on the right path, all these things wouldn't be messing up anyway. See, the devil's angry that you're doing good. The devil's angry that you're reaching people. The devil's angry that you're doing positive things. So I want you right now to understand he has not forsaken you. He is with you. He's going to give you that fresh wind to keep going despite of everything that's happening. Amen. Amen. Dear Father God, we just thank you, God, for today. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for really blessing us and giving us another day of life. God, we just ask you to just be able to be with us, Lord, and truly let your voice be heard. God, I just ask you, let us be able to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart to say, what can I do to be saved? God, enlarge the territory of Anointed Radio to be able to go past the airwave that's currently on, to be able to go to new cities, to new countries, to new people, to expand, to have a fire where people will just share and be able to show great representation of you, Lord. God, bless every person under the sound of my voice to be blessed, to be able to break every chain of whatever bondage that they're in. If it's habit, if it's horrible thoughts, if it's things that's rooted in their heart, God, let them be able to forgive themselves as they forgive others. God, just be able to truly show the evidence of you in their life on the daily so that they can be able to realize how blessed they truly are. God, we just thank you for everything. Let something be said tonight to be able to really bless somebody when they're watching it so that they can walk away and really have a seed planted of you, Lord. And God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And we said that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 It's Pastor Jan. Like always, I got something to say. And what I got to say is this: you can follow me at Anointed Jalon on all social media platforms. You could follow and get any of my music, including Can I Get a Little Grace? You could get Can I Get a Little Grace? You could get all the Jesus You Make Me Happy, My Team Rep Jesus on all music streaming platforms. Make sure you go and check all of that out. And if if you have something to do, I mean, you something to do next week, that means you need to be in Chicago at the Glory Encounter Experience. It's going to be such a great experience. Make sure that you're out there next week, starting from the 11th to the 13th. I will be in attendance from the 11th to the 12th, and it's going to be such great things. It's going to be some breakthroughs. It's going to be some great preaching, some great networking, marketplace ministry, all that great stuff. I never said marketplace ministry, but Prophetess Tisha always be saying this. So I'll be just thinking it's in everything. So because she be breaking it down to me. I didn't know what that was. So you need to go find out what it is, and it's going to bless your life. Watch it. Where you at? Did you get your tickets? No, not yet. Okay. Go ahead and go get your tickets. So make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell your mama and them Anointed Radio is on. Make sure that you go and follow us at LV Anointed Radio next week. Everybody said next week. Next week, our app will be back up and live 24-hour gospel all day, every day. It's not going to be just a website. It's going to go to your mobile app and even to your car. So to God be the glory. I took a while to get this developing, and I finally came to a standstill and got everything together. So we have a new app. We'll still have the old Anointed Radio in the store, but you could be able to get the new Anointed Radio Network app with our logo, with the black logo, more features, more things that you would like to see. It's going to be just great. So definitely keep your eyes out to the Apple and Google Play Store. Once they approve it, we'll push it out. And yes, you will have all day, every day gospel, 24 hours. Or you could be able to listen to it on your phone, make it an alarm clock, all that good stuff. But with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my co-host. And while I'm bringing up my co-host, make sure you push some likes, register with the podcast, make sure you share, like, and all of that good stuff. But I got the lovely Dr. Prophetess Tish. I have Miss Keisha Latoya Glass. And I have the wonderful, great Miss Yielded. So, Prophetess Tish, go ahead and tell all the people where they can find you and all the great things that you're doing.
Hey, I'm Prophetess Dr. Tish. You can find me on Facebook as Dr. Tish here. You can find me also on there as Fervently Creations. You can find me on Instagram as Fervently Creations. You can find me on TikTok as Fervently Creations. You can also find me Saturday mornings in the clubhouse streets, also 10 a.m. Eastern under the Fervently Creations room. If you want to meet me, please, I will be at the Glory Encounter, but I will also be in Huntsville, Madison, Alabama, June 21st, June 23rd for the Renewed Mind in Christ Conference. That's where we're going to do what Jay said, marketplace ministry, mindset shift, mental health awareness, and mass deliverance. So make sure you go and check that out. You can check it out. Get your tickets today, www.fervently.events.com, www.fervently.events.com.
Miss Keisha.
Hello, good evening. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Keisha Latoya Glass or my ministry page at Keisha Latoya International. You can reach me also on my website at KeishaLatoya.net. If you need to email me, there it is, Keisha Latoya or info at KeishaLatoya.net. And also, I will be in Maryland April the 26th and 27th. With Dr. Kishma George, we'll be doing, she's doing I think it's a women's conference that weekend. So you can follow me on my page and I will give you more information on that. So.
And prayers out to everybody in Maryland affected with the bridge going down.
Yes.
I know even if you didn't know anybody that was on the bridge, I know it's still affecting the city dramatically. I think people have to go through the tunnel now to be able to get to the other side. But just definitely pray for everybody in Maryland that was affected by it. And we pray that everything come along. Miss Yielded.
What's up, Pastor Jay? Listen, hey, y'all. Hi, how are y'all doing? Prophetess Dr. Tish, Keisha, what's going on? Listen, girl, Yielded, you can find me on all things Yielded or IB Yielded on YouTube. You can find me all over these H-Town streets doing all kinds of stuff. Weekend after next, I'll be in Dallas, y'all, hosting the gigantic gospel concert featuring Pastor John P. Key, Kalante Galvin, Zacordi Cortez. Man, get up, get out there at the Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, y'all. I'm going to be there. Look for me. And you can find me around here hanging out with Pastor Jay and everybody in there. We here.
and it's friendship. So, I mean, it's friendly. So make sure you get down there.
Yeah, get down there. Pastor John P. Peter made a comeback. He out here in these streets doing what God called him to do, y'all.
And praise God, because, you know, I texted him when he was down. You know, this health is real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, making sure to, you know, get yourself together. I believe that God in the beginning of this year has really, a lot of people that I know have been kind of get a reality check of, hey, you want to be on this earth, you need to start taking care of yourself. And he hit me in the beginning. You know, I was hospitalized and almost in a coma, which was crazy to me. But God, I heard your wake up call, and some of us have to get hear that wake up call and say, you know what, I need to take care. Because no matter how much money you get and how much you slave, if you don't have health, you don't got no wealth. You're gonna sit there and be really, really in a bad predicament. I'm just being real, because it's too many people leaving out here. I'm a testament of just saying, everybody, we need to really start taking care of each other. And we need, you know, one thing too. It really laid on my heart about this. We got to start forgiving people. I know. Somebody said, not me, not them. Yeah, you. Especially you. Because what you've been waiting for has been waiting on your forgiveness. Because how can God forgive you if you can't forgive others? That's the Bible. I'm just saying. So if we can start taking care of ourselves and start forgiving other people, so our mental be right, because once you forgive, you let go of that mental hold that they got on you. And once you pray for your enemies, it's very hard to hate on them. Very hard to hate
for them anyway. It's for you.
Exactly. Gotta let that go. So gotta let it go. We got a great guest today, a good friend of mine. He's you call it a comeback. I mean, he came out with a new single. His dreads are longer. Like he just did a whole thing where he's like, he's ready to be able to tell the world about the great things that he's doing in ministry and all the things that he's doing as an artist. And, you know, he's done so many great things, nominated for so many awards, and he's done it and kept his morals, which I like. He's really a solid dude, and because a lot of people don't keep all that. So with that being said, everybody, choir boy Cam, y'all.
Hey y'all. Listen, I'm so excited to be here. Thank y'all so much for having me tonight.
We appreciate you being here. One thing I want you to go ahead and tell everybody that's listening, to where they could find you, social media, website, ticket sale, where your music at, you know, all that stuff.
Definitely. Well, hey everybody, for the ones that do not know me, I'm Choirboy Cam, based out of the upstate of South Carolina. I'm from a small town called Pelzer. Most people don't know where that is. Once you get to Pelzer, you'll see a bunch of cows and chickens and land and hogs and different things like that. But I'm from Pelzer. It's like 20 minutes from Greenville, South Carolina. So a lot of people know where Greenville is. But you can find me on Instagram, on Twitter, at Choirboy For Real. That's Choirboi, the number 4, R-E-A-L. On Facebook at Choirboy Cam, on YouTube at Choirboy Cam. And like you said, I just released new music. My new single was just released a couple of weeks ago, entitled Replay. The Lord has been blessing it. It has been amazing. So yeah, so y'all make sure y'all go and buy it, stream it, everywhere that you can get music, Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, all of that stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I lived in South Carolina for 6 months. I ain't never heard of Pelzer a day in my life.
Did you really? I did not know that you lived in South Carolina. What part of South Carolina did you live in?
In Columbia, South Carolina. For 6 months. You know,
Columbia is like only an hour and a half away from me, truly. So that's not too bad. That's what's up.
Yeah, I had an 803 number. So those were the So we're going to go ahead and do an icebreaker question.
And okay. I'm
so excited, because this icebreaker question is related to what is y'all doing this summer. So That's the iceberg question. What is y'all doing this summer? I know y'all got plans. Don't look at me like y'all ain't.
Let me pull out my calendar, my roller, BlackBerry.
So this summer, of course, I will be at the Renewed Mind in Christ Conference. But after that, I'm going to celebrate my 20-year anniversary, wedding anniversary, and then I'm on chill mode. I'm on a whole sabbatical for the summer. Like just after the conference, that's my time to just refresh. Time of refreshing for me, just to take a break.
Okay. Who want to go next?
Awesome. I'm planning to come to the Renewed Conference as well. I have some every year my family plans a trip around Labor Day weekend. So this year we'll be going to New York in September. And also me and my husband will be taking a cruise later on after that.
Okay, come on, Miss Cruz.
Our anniversary, so,
I said, come on, Miss Cruz. She said,
yes. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Yeah. Who wanna go next?
Go ahead on, Quabo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for me, this summer is looking pretty busy. So I will definitely be releasing more music at the end of the summer. I'll be promoting Replay, of course, just traveling, singing, preaching. But I'll be doing a lot of running. For the people that don't know, I run. I went to college to run track and cross country. So that's what I'm going to be doing in a lot of my free time. But also, I'm going to find time to rest. I've realized, y'all, that a lot of people don't know, but truly, I'm a lot more introverted than I thought I was. When I moved into my home, that is when I realized that I like for it to be quiet sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when it's quiet, I recharge because every time I'm outside of the home, I'm talking to people and all that different type of stuff. But truly, I find so much joy in being in my home with my dogs. I have three dogs. I have a golden doodle and two poodles. They all get pretty big. But just sitting in my home and being quiet. I don't even really watch TV that much, y'all. So that's what I plan on doing. I plan on resting somewhere in all of that. And that's my rest.
Okay. Miss Yielded?
Look, I don't know what all I'm going to be doing this summer. I'm just going to be being a yielded vessel. I know that I have a Woke Money Conference that I'll be speaking at in June. Other than that, listen, the calendar is open. So reach out to Pastor Jay and book me for something. I don't know.
yes, I got you. And I will be going to because I'm gonna have a renewed mind in Christ at the conference.
Mind in Christ. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. What Keisha said. So I'll be there, and then in August for my birthday, I'm going to New Orleans. August 4th. Everybody say 4th. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Both. Yes. August 4th.
Get on my nerves.
Yeah, it'd be like that. Yeah.
Your birthday is on the same day as my birthday.
We forgot. We will be graduating this summer.
Is it really summer? May is still kind of like spring.
It's kind of spring. Oh, yeah. The summer is not till June 21st.
Right. And then, you know, I will be at Stellar's. I know. I'll be at the Stellar's.
I plan on coming to the Stellar's.
You do?
Yes.
That's the first time I heard that.
When is the Stellar's?
It's in July.
Okay.
July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in July. I'll probably most likely be at the Stellar's. Yielded gonna be there.
That's gonna be my baby. Thanks, Pastor
Jay. Yielded be there. Don't let her fool you. She'll be there at the Stellar's, right there on the blue carpet.
They almost nominated me. What are you talking about? I'm not going.
Hey, they almost nominated me too, but I'm still going. I got so many things that's happening. I'll be hosting a few things around the city, and I'm this close to having an event. Everybody named Mama keep talking about having an event, and I'm like, well, I live here, so.
I'm this close, Pastor Jay. So we right there. Don't put it on the same day. I don't want to fight with you.
It'd be like that. Hey, it's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, but make yours early in the morning. I got the night hours.
But yes, I'm actually thinking, I'm putting it on record. I'm thinking about having an indie artist showcase.
Okay.
That's really
awesome. Can you be a new independent artist? Like that week? New?
No.
Not that week.
No. Because one thing I really feel as indie artists in the Stellar events, they don't really get highlighted. And I actually want to give something to the indie artists that come to this event, especially with not having a label, not having all the different things in place. A lot of them don't get to really showcase. They get to go to showcases, but they don't get to really have showcase. And I want to invite a lot of my radio people and a lot of my friends in the industry to be there to see the showcase. So it'll be something beneficial to do, you know, marketplace ministry and networking, like Prophetess Tissue. And then cause it's all about networking. You know, sometimes they go and mine's free. Hello, somebody. If you're an artist and you could go for the slot, the artist is free. But if you want to be a sponsor, though, that's a different story. But one thing I believe that if the artists could be able to really get showcased. I feel like Bobby Jones used to do this back in the day. I really felt like there was a lot of people that showcased and networked with these different people in the industry so that you could be able to find the Warren Campbells. You could be able to find the Ty Scotts and all these, because they'll be in the mm-hmm. crowd and they'll be like, man, I was looking for that sound. And that was the sound. Mm-hmm. And it's very inspirational when I sit and I think about Mary Mary's story. And I think about, you know, Jonathan McReynolds' story when they were mm-hmm. at a showcase and somebody they, you know, because a lot of people don't realize Jonathan McReynolds was at a showcase and everybody wasn't even paying attention to him because he was on a guitar and they was looking at him like, why are you on a guitar? And, you know, that was more Christian contemporary. And somebody said, no, I see the potential. So if that can happen for him, just think about if we could recreate that and bring it back again. I think that would be powerful. So yeah, it's really dope. So with that being said, everybody make sure you share, like, subscribe, follow us on our page, like, subscribe, hit that bell on YouTube, everybody on Instagram, go ahead, put some hearts. We're about to have a great conversation. And then I have to shout out our home teams. If you didn't know, now you know that the Tropicana after 65 years has now been shut down. The last day of its existence was April 2nd. And now the Tropicana is scheduled to be torn down in October, November to start the construction for the new baseball MLB team that we'll have. The Oakland Athletics are now transferring over to Las Vegas. So it's going to be more traffic, y'all. So what's going to happen with Tropicana? Tropicana is going to be tore down. They're going to build the stadium and build a new hotel casino in its place. So two for the price of one property there. And if you didn't know, it's WNBA season. And I know everybody was just talking about Angel Reese going into the WNBA draft. She just announced today. But guess what? Our two-time champion, back-to-back champions, the Lady Aces, Las Vegas Aces, are coming back. Their start of their season is coming. So make sure that you guys go check them out. We've been watching UNLV women's basketball, who won the Mountain Conference. Well, guess what? Our professional team is back. So definitely go get tickets. Go check them out. It's a great experience for you and the kids. And we all know that the Las Vegas Lights, our soccer team here, is starting up their season as well. So there's so much sports going on. We have our Golden Knights that's going on. And then eventually the Raiders will be back into season and preseason. So we have so many great things that's coming. UNLV, I believe. Oh, that's coming up. So I believe this Saturday, everybody, they say this Saturday, the showcase for UNLV football will be at Allegiant Stadium for free, but it's first come, first serve. So you could be able to go to Allegiant Stadium and go check out UNLV's new season's football team. And you get to sit at the Raider Stadium and watch them do practices and scrimmages and things like that. And you could bring the kids out. So definitely go check out UNLV. They're doing great things on all sports. I mean, even swimming, lacrosse, all of them. So definitely go check out all Las Vegas sports. We were a town with no sports, and now we're becoming a team mecca. of multiple sports. And if you didn't know, the Olympics is coming here in 2028. So check us out with all the great things. We had the Super Bowl, and now we're about to have the Olympics. And with us having the MLB team, I see in the close future the World Series coming to Las Vegas. So
come on,
with that being said, we're going to go ahead back to normal programming, pay those bills real quick. So we're going to first start off with the intros. Cameron, Choir Boy Cam. See, I've been calling your whole government. So where is your hometown and where do you reside now?
Yeah. So like I was saying, my hometown is in Pelzer, South Carolina, like 20 minutes from Greenville. I feel like everybody knows where Greenville, South Carolina is, or have at least heard of it. So it's 20 minutes from Greenville. That's where I was born and raised. Literally grew up, people would say, in the middle of nowhere, on some family land, literally on a farm, cows, chickens, hogs, horses, all of those things. It was amazing, man. It was so good. We could do whatever we wanted to do. And it was just me and family. You know what I'm saying? Well water. I don't know if anybody had ever tasted well water before, but it's the best type of water you could ever have. And literally the only thing that we had to worry about for real is being like eaten by a coyote. Like the other things, as far as the outside world, like we did not have to worry about those things. So it was so beautiful, you know, living out there and growing up there. Now, when I graduated college is when I bought my home, and now I've moved into the city. And now that I'm in the city, I'm in the neighborhood and people are around, and I'm like, oh man, I miss people are around.
He come out his garage talking about, please don't talk to me. Please don't talk. Hey John. Yeah.
No, and it's like, oh, I really appreciated the times that I had on the land with my family. You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm in the neighborhood, you know, it's not the same, you know, but I love my home. I thank God for my home. It was one of my, and I feel like I probably told you this last time we spoke a couple of years ago. It was one of my major goals to buy a home right out of college. And the Lord made a way for me to close on my home literally a couple of days before I walked across the stage. So praise the God. Day after I graduated, we moved all the furniture in, and God is good. And I praise God for my family, because that same day I had to go and minister somewhere, and I left all my family at my house, and they moved everything in. And by the time I got back, everything was set up. So God is good. God is good.
See, that's good for when you have family like that. Can you give them a little bit of pizza and some soda and $20? Yeah. Right. You know,
yeah, right.
You know. You could tell, you say, Pastor Jay, I was thinking beer and chicken, but I'm not that same, Pastor Jay. I'm just saying, I got here today.
You can't be saying that he working on me all my life. You got to work on some of them parts. Amen. So, Cameron, since we, you know, you graduated last time, you was in college. You know, yeah. You was running track. You were doing all these goal milestones, and now, yeah. And I believe I saw you here in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And you came and did ministry here.
Yes.
So what's new? What is the new drive for? Like I said, it, you know, last time we saw you, your dreads only came up to here. Now they're down here. You know, right. That little beard now. Yeah, what is really new with your branding of what you've been doing in your ministry? And what are the like major things that you could say that you've been trying to show people about Choir Boy Cam?
Yeah, man. I mean, literally, I feel like truly, and I know this might sound like a cliche, but so much is new. So much is new. It's literally been 3 years since I released my last project. You know this, Growing Pains. And after that, I wasn't really in a rush to release more music. After that, of course, like I traveled and was promoting the music and all of that, and it did amazing by the grace of God. It landed number 9 in the country on the Billboard charts. That was my first time ever being on the Billboard charts. Didn't expect that, but the Lord he does what he does when we're obedient to him. You know what I'm saying? And so after that, literally for the past few years, what I've been doing is the Lord has been opening more doors for me to travel and preach. So, and lead worship. So I'm leading worship at a couple of ministries now. And what I believe that the Lord was doing literally in that time of me not releasing music is actually developing me. He's been working with me on the word development. And a lot of times what we tend to feel like is when we see separation, that means that the Lord's hand is no longer on you, or it might mean that what you are doing is not what he's called you to do. But I believe that when seasons change, the Lord has a way of shifting us into what it is that he wants to use us for in that season. So truly, I have not been in a rush to release music, because I know that when the Lord does it, when the Lord releases me to do it, that he's going to bless it. So literally a couple of months ago is when the Lord released me to release this music. This music, I've been writing and recording this for the past 3 years. I never stopped writing. I never stopped recording, but I've been doing a lot more preaching and those types of things. And the Lord has opened doors in that. So where the Lord has me now is reminding the people that he's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Literally the same God that we read about in the Bible, he's still that same God. But I believe that the reason why we're not able to see the fullness of God is because for a lot of us, life has happened. And as life happens, our faith starts to depreciate. And because our faith starts to depreciate, we don't believe that God can still do the same things that he did for the woman with the issue of blood, the same things that he did for the paralyzed man. And what we saw in all of these stories, there was a time and a period that they suffered for a little while, but then God stepped into the situation and turned it all around. You know what I'm saying? So the Lord just has me in a season of reminding his people that he is that same God. And you know, that's even what Replay is talking about. You know what I'm saying? It talks about the testimonies that many of us face throughout life, and basically showing, if he did it before, he can do it again. But I believe that when the Lord does it this time, he's going to do a new thing. He wants to show us something new. He wants to show us a new side of him so we can experience him in his fullness. That's literally the season that the Lord has me in right now, truly.
Mighty God.
Praise God.
That was powerful.
Yeah, man.
So one thing I would want to ask is, you kind of broke down a little bit of the development of the song.
Yeah.
But what was some of the obstacles of this song?
Oh, man. So some of the obstacles with the song is that although the song has been recorded for a while, I've gone back and I've made changes constantly. I mean, you know, you even know as a creative and some of the other creatives that are on right now, like when you sit on something for a while, you tend to listen to it and you're like, oh, I want to change this, or I want to do this a little different, or I want to do this a little different. So that's really what I've been doing as time has gone on, because truly what happens is life happens and the Lord shows himself in a whole nother way. And because of that, it's like, I want to add this. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this because now I'm in a season where I wasn't in 2 years ago when I began to write this music. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of the obstacles, you know? But really when it came down to releasing it, I was just like, let's release it. Not expecting anything out of it, because like I said, I'm never in a rush to release music, because I know that when I do, the Lord's hand is going to be on it. And that's just simply, that's not a confidence in me, but that's a confidence in God. You know what I'm saying? And his will and his way. I understand that if I'm obedient to him, if I stay at his feet, that he will bless everything that my hand touches. So we released the music a couple of weeks ago, and it was kind of like a surprise drop, really. Gave it like 5 days of a pre-order in the music. It debuted number like in the top 50 of iTunes. Wasn't expecting that as well on the iTunes charts. And that's simply, I believe that is simply based off of obedience. So anybody that's even watching right now, and you might even be in a season where you feel like the Lord's hand is off of your life, I need you to take that separation and understand that what the Lord is doing is really developing you. Truly, we need to get to a place where we ask God for the right things, which is a relationship, which is, God, show me what it is that you've called me to in this season. God, what is it that I'm doing that's not of you? What is some places that I can develop a little bit more? And I believe that the same way that he did Solomon, you know, when Solomon asked for a certain thing, God added on top of what he asked for because of his heart in what he asked for. You get what I'm saying? So yeah.
So how did you know? I heard you say, you know, you was going back and forth with changes of wanting to add to the music and wanted to, you know, take away and this and that. So it may be someone that's actually in that place right now that's trying to write a song, and they may like, okay, I want to add this or take this away. Mm. How did you know when it was time for you to just say, okay, this is it. I'm good. I'm done. I know this is, you know, going to bless someone. And no more adding, no more changing. Yeah. How did you know, that was it?
Truly, if I can be completely honest with you, if I still had the song with me right now, I probably would change some other things. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what I would say is there's a difference in having wisdom and actually walking in fear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The enemy desires for us to be in fear. And many of us, the Lord has told us to open that business, release that project, write that book. And simply out of fear, we've sat on it for so long. And what can happen is then we try to push out something out of season. There have been so many things that the Lord has called me to do and told me to do. And there are so many things that I'm seeing people do right now that the Lord told me to do a year ago. He said, Cam, start doing this, start writing this. And I said, well, God, I need help. I need somebody to come and help me do it. And I believe because I'm an analytical person, I'm like, hey, the money has to make sense. The time has to make sense. Everything has to make sense. And what I do is I miss my season waiting on help from others when God has already provided the help. You know what I'm saying? For the people that are listening that are still sitting on that thing, if the Lord has told you to do it, please do it. Don't make the mistakes that so many of us do and sit on things that the Lord has literally called us to release. The enemy is the author of illusion. So he never wants you to see what it is that God has called you to do. God is saying that you are called to be wealthy, but the enemy wants you to feel like you're always going to be in lack. God says that we are healed, but the enemy wants us to feel like we will forever be sick. Right. Remember who it is that we're fighting against. You know what I'm saying? We're not fighting against flesh and blood. That's not what we're fighting against. So for the people that are watching right now and the Lord has told you to do something, do that. Do that. Be obedient, because at the end of the day, what it is that the Lord is going to do, what he said, what he needs to accomplish, is going to be accomplished. It's going to be accomplished. And either he's going to use you or he's going to place somebody in your space to accomplish what it is that he needs to accomplish.
You better talk about that.
We even know the story of Moses, and I'm not trying to get all preachy, but we understand
you
the
story of
Moses. And with Moses, you know, the Lord had called him to go and free the people of Israel, and he was like, listen, I got a speech problem. I can't do this. I am not the one. And he continued to meet the Lord with excuses. And what the Bible says is he got angry with him. The Lord got angry with him. And he said, okay, well, since you're gonna keep on making excuses, guess what? I'm gonna get your brother Aaron, okay? And then I'm gonna bring him over here. But guess what? I'm still going to have to speak to you, and you are still gonna have to speak to Aaron concerning what it is that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? So don't allow fear to keep you in a place of disobedience, because doing that, you will start to push out something in an expired season, and you'll understand that you won't make the impact that the Lord has called you to make simply because you were fearful and you were scared and you were being disobedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The Lord does not want us. We shouldn't have to constantly sacrifice things. We wouldn't have to if we were just obedient the first time.
Come on.
Delayed obedience is still disobedience.
It's still disobedience.
You better say that again, Doc. But Cam, you've actually kind of spoke to and ministered and prophesied to all of those that may have heard or hearing and have instructions and assignments that they may be, you know, delayed or not being obedient to. But yeah, what would you say to that particular person that's in that drought season or that season that they're not hearing anything from God? They're creatives. They have all of these ideas and it's like, okay, I got like 5,000 things. Where do I go? God, guide me, direct me, but they're not hearing from God. What would you say to that particular individual?
I believe, and this is just my belief. I believe that the Lord always finds a way to get to us what it is that he needs to communicate with us. Mm-hmm. And for the person that feels like they are in a drought, understand that the drought does not last always. Understand, even when the Lord sent Elijah to let the people know that a drought was coming, the drought only lasted for 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So understand, the drought is not going to be here forever. But even in that season, while you feel like you're in a drought, guess what the Lord did? Even after Elijah told him that the drought was coming, the Lord made sure that Elijah still had what he needed. The ravens brought him the food. You know what I'm saying? The ravens made sure that he had what he needed. So I believe that even in the drought, the Lord has a way to supply every one of your needs. Mm-hmm. So while you're in what you're in, don't look at it as life happening. Look at it as the development. What is it that the Lord is teaching me in this? What is it? How is it that the Lord is trying to shape me, make me, and mold me into what it is that he's called me to? You know what I'm saying? And then after a while, you will no longer have to eat what the ravens have given you. Now the drought is over and you can make your own food. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yep, who got peppermints?
she was looking in the purse for the peppermints. So one thing I want to kind of ask about with when it comes down to it, because I know a lot of artists, speaking from the artist standpoint, where they like, I think one thing that you said stale, but one thing that I can definitely say when it comes down to music, sometimes people get to a point where it ain't never enough. It's never good enough. And then they sit on it as well from a different perspective. And I kind of feel like, you know, what you were saying, put it out, is a very good testament to it. Encouraging people to get out their own head. Because sometimes I believe as creative, we get so into our head. We make this song. Prophetess Tish heard about 3-4 versions of Can I Get a Little Grace before it finally came out. And if I still had it my way, it would still be a little bit more tweaks and things like that. But then I've realized you got to get it to a point where someone said it perfectly, it sound good, it feel good. When you start putting too much mechanics, you lose that bond where it's for because it's, you're not, and this is a wake-up call for a lot of people, you're not giving music to people that are engineers. There's a few engineers. The people that's going to be supporting your music just want to know if it feel good, if it sound good. And we got to keep that feeling, because when you mess with it too much and you're trying to make it so to perfection, then it loses that connection. It loses authentic sound that you first started, even when it was rough, you just kind of had to polish it a little bit. So with this song, did you have to go in and really do much to it? Or did you feel like you just kind of polished a little bit to it?
Yeah, no, it truly wasn't a lot that I had to do with it. My recording process and my creating process has actually changed over the years. So now what I do is I take my phone, I record in my phone, the song, the melody, the lyrics, all of that. And then sometimes I'll take my voice and I'll do it my voice what I want each instrument to do. You know what I'm saying? What I do is at that point, I send it over to the producer, the engineer, and they build the music around my voice. And then, so by the time it's time to go to the studio, I record with this project, actually the singers, the background singers had already sang the music and everything. So everything was literally complete. There's not a lot that I had to change. Now, there was like an intro that I wanted to change, so I went back and did that. And there was a part on the bridge that I changed as well. But truly, there wasn't a lot. There were some levels that I went back and forth with changing and wanting this to be higher on this part and this whatever. But after that, when the Lord was like, go ahead and release it, I was like, I'm not changing anything else. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like once we hold on to it after that, then that also steps in that disobedience. If this is the time that it's supposed to release, don't change nothing else. Just do it. Just do it and watch the Lord bless it, man. Watch the Lord bless it.
I think sometimes we forget that someone's soul is attached to our obedience, that someone's breakthrough, someone's deliverance, someone's salvation, someone's next level is attached to our obedience. And sometimes our delay is holding someone else up from reaching their next level. And
yeah, say that, Doc.
And
say,
so sometimes it's that. Not even about us or whatever, but because we won't get into position, we won't do what we're supposed to do. Now I'm keeping Keisha from going to doing what she needs to do. So I'll just say Keisha decided, hey, you know what? I'm fixing to start this business, but I need to get my name out there. Yoda saying, hey, I need to start this, but I need to get my name out, Jay, whatever. And then all of a sudden I say, you know what? I don't think I'm gonna do this conference. And they already saying, hey, I know they're doing networking. They're gonna connect. Sometimes our disobedience causes other people to miss divine appointments because that is where the connecting flight is at for them to be able to take off to their next level. And so we have to be obedient, whether it is writing the books, whether it's writing the song, whether it's releasing the song, you know, and it's never going to be. Sometimes it's never going to be perfect for us. And I'm not saying that we're perfectionists, but it's just like, you know, it just ain't, but we'll know. And sometimes we have to do it with our knees shaking, with our knees scared.
With
the naysayers and people coming against us. We have to say, you know what? I'm going to be obedient to God. God tell me to go forth, I'm just going to go forth.
Come on. And you know, we know as creatives, we can be some of our toughest critics.
Yeah.
We want everything to be great. We want it to be perfect. But I'm telling you, that perfection that you're striving for can also push you out of purpose and out of promise. Mm-hmm. So when it is time, obedience. Obedience. You know what I'm saying?
So I definitely wanted to put this out there too. I saw a post, I believe, just earlier this week about an artist getting feedback and not liking the feedback. Choir Boy Cam, explain a little bit. Have you ever gotten negative feedback where you just got feedback where somebody was like, man, because, you know, now you got Billboard number 9 on behind your name.
Come on.
But now, before, so that you can encourage somebody that's watching. How many times did you get the malicious people that said, man, that ain't it. Man, you need to do something with the production. Man, and they just nicknick everything.
So many times. Listen, y'all are seeing a more developed Cam, but listen, I started singing and making music as Choir Boy Cam around the age of 16, 17 years old. At the time, I had a mohawk that was pointy. I don't know if y'all have seen any of my videos, but a lot of times I sing and I dance at the same time. I'm very energetic, all these different types of things. And people were bringing me into their churches doing these things. And people was like, oh, what is this? This is not of God. This is not of God at all. And for me, as a young person growing up in that, I had to remember what it was that the Lord had given me. The Lord had not called me to be like everybody else, but that's not because I just felt that myself. I take my hat off to my mother, who's also my pastor, who reminded me, Cam, You're not called to be everybody else. You're not called to do what everybody else is doing. So I had to be confident in that. Because mama, she would always tell me, she said, number one, Cam, don't you ever start smelling yourself. Because as soon as you start smelling yourself, that's the time when you will fall on your face. But she also said, the people that the Lord has called you to, he's going to make sure that you bless them. The Lord is raising up a people, and they might not get it right now, but sooner or later, the people will have to catch up to the plan that the Lord has placed on your life. And that's simply what happened. So it's like, so I get a little, it's a little discouraging sometimes to go online and hear everybody sound the same and all of those different types of things, because what we have to understand is it is our individuality that the Lord has placed inside of us that's really that's really going to reach the unreachable. The people that feel like they can't see God, or they have not experienced God in a certain way, or whatever it may be, tap into what it is that the Lord has called you to be. Can't nobody be Cam like Cam. Can't nobody be Pastor Jay like Pastor Jay. Can't nobody be Miss Yielded like Miss Yielded. Can't nobody do that. And I feel like because of the world and the society that we live in, where social media is a thing, it's so easy for us to get online and compare ourselves to everybody and want to do what everybody else is doing. And what we are truly doing, y'all, is allowing comparison to push us out of purpose. Yeah. It pushes us out of purpose. So if I can literally encourage somebody to do anything in this season, is pull away from the noise. And when I say the noise, I mean the extra outside noise, social media, all of those mm-hmm. things, and tap into what it is that the Lord has called you to do. Because even though we're in the world and not, you know, of the world, and we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that does not mean that we won't be influenced by the world. We're still human. We are of flesh. So it's easy for us to be influenced by the world. But what we have to always remember is what it is that the Lord has called us to. So, yeah, I've experienced it all. And then, you know what? And now I listen back to some of my music from the beginning. And I look at some of the pictures from the beginning. I'm like, Cam, what was you thinking? You know what I'm saying? What was you thinking, man? But it was literally all a part of the development. And I can now look back and rejoice because of the growth that has happened. And I listened to those songs, and they were from such a pure place, and they were all written by God. And I'm able to listen to the music, and I'm like, Cam, you were a kid writing these songs. That's nothing but the grace of God. And I'm able to even see the growth in that, and the growth in how I speak and all of that, because I preach now, y'all, but I never wanted to preach. I was never confident in my speaking or anything like that. And I believe that what many of us think, and y'all, sorry, I can talk forever. But what many of us think is
that you're talking good, son. You're talking good.
What many of us think is that we're only called to what we're good at, or what comes easy to us. So I was like, y'all can give me a mic and I will sing before you preach, but don't give me a mic and tell me to speak the word of God. Please don't give me a mic and tell me to preach a scripture or whatever. And it wasn't until I literally accepted that part of my call as well, that the Lord really opened doors that no man can close. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, even in that, I need you to understand that there's so many things that the Lord has placed inside of us that we have not even tapped in. And truly, yes, what you're good at, you might be really, really good at, but that doesn't mean that that's all you're called to. So I encourage the people, how do we know what we're called to without knowing the God that we serve? That's why it's important for us to stay at his feet. That's why it's important for us to develop. That's why it's important for us to understand the character of our Father. Because in that case, then we find a whole bunch of people that are no longer walking through life purposeless. We so lost because we don't know our purpose. And we don't know our purpose because we don't truly know our God. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to let y'all continue.
It's time to set the benediction, Pastor Jay, and we're going to get on out.
Man.
He done preached.
I'm sorry, y'all. I be getting excited. And
don't apologize. don't apologize. That was good.
And one thing I wanted to just say is it is a great thing to see the excitement.
Yes. You know,
a lot of times dealing with the body of Christ, you see a lot of people woe out, bed up, and to be able to see that renewing fire for God still it's breathtaking, because it makes you sit back and remember when you used to be off turned up for Jesus, you know. And
no, truly. But you know just as well as I do that sometimes it can be hard to stay in that place of having zeal and excitement, because I have some horror stories on, and I ain't gonna go through them, but I have some, and I've experienced some negative things, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. But the truth of the matter is, what I have to always be reminded of is the audience that I'm singing to, and that is the audience of one. I'm literally here to send the praise, everything that the Lord has given me, back to him, and through that he will draw all men. if his name be lifted up, he will draw all men. So it's a reminder that I'm not trying to draw men to me. I'm not trying to bring people to me. I praise the Lord that people stream my music. I praise the Lord that people buy my music. I thank God for some of the accolades that I've gotten in the awards and all that. I believe that it would be very, it wouldn't be genuine of me to stand here and say I don't appreciate those things. But I believe that when we are obedient, that's that word again, when we're obedient to what it is that God has called us to, then he adds all of that. So that's why we have to make sure that we're asking for the right things. We should never be in a place where we're asking for the award and the accolades and all that, because I believe that as long as we're obedient to what it is that God has called us to, he's going to add all of that.
He's gonna reward you.
He's gonna add all of that.
That's it.
So truly, y'all, what y'all see the Lord doing for me in public is because of the time that I spend with him in private. Literally, I lay on my face and I've learned to war well. I've learned to war well. and that's what we have to understand, y'all. I'm not fighting these people. I ain't fighting the industry. I'm not fighting people that don't understand. I'm not warring against flesh and blood. But there is an enemy that's not playing with me, and I'm not playing with him either.
And it sounds like because of you, the way you're speaking, it's like you have that great focus. And it's focused on God only. It's all about what God has. It's all about his plan. It's not my plan. It's what he has for me. And that's a great thing right there. Because if we keep our face in God's face, we can't go wrong. We just can't go wrong if we are obedient. That word again. If we stay obedient with God and what he has for us, we cannot go wrong. It's just impossible.
We can't go wrong. You know? We can't go wrong. But also understanding, because I don't want to speak and make it seem like I've always had it together and I've always been at this place, because there have literally been times where I've been disappointed. Yeah. There have been times when I felt like, dang, Lord, I feel like this is what you've called me to. Mm-hmm. And right now, it doesn't seem, I don't see the promise that you made to me. Why is it? You know what I'm saying? There were times when I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to accept the fact that a prophet is without honor in his own home, because I feel like the people
you better preach that
are really supporting, and the people aren't really, you know, pouring into me, and people will smile in your face and say, I want you to do well, and not buy the song and not stream the music and not call
and
you.
Don't put it in rotation and say that they playing it, but they not. Especially when you have all your chart and see if you get qualified. And then they say that they love your song, but they really don't. And then there's a group of people that just come together and be like, hey, and you ain't never met them a day in their life, and they ain't got your phone number, but they got all these things for your name. I'm sorry, did y'all say that out in public?
It's so serious. So I wanted to put that out there, because I don't want it to seem like I've always had it all together and I've always been in this space, because also I'm very human. I'm 25 years old. I'm still growing. I still got a lot of growing to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I have been there, but it was when I changed my mindset concerning me and concerning God. That is when things changed. Many of us, we look at God based on the relationships that we have in the natural, and we don't really know how to experience the fullness of our Father because we compare him to our natural father, our natural mother, or our natural spouse, or whatever it is. So now what we found ourselves doing is, as life happens and people disappoint us, what we found ourselves doing is mischaracterizing things, right? So now when things go bad, it's, oh, the devil is doing that. The devil is busy. But my God, he knows how to love me. He knows how to comfort me. He knows how to correct me. And he knows how to get me back in place when I need to get back in place. So understanding that the Father that we have, y'all, is this all around God, this all around Father. He's not the man that just show up on birthdays, right? But he loves us so much to show up every time we call on his name. So we have to get to a place where we stop miscategorizing our Father and really see him in his fullness and in everything that he truly is. You know what I'm saying? And that all comes in our relationship with him, developing, there's that word again, our relationship with our Father.
So Cam, I got a question. Being 25 years old, you're in this place. I mean, you're on fire for the Lord. You about burning up this whole Anointed Radio network at this particular moment. And like you say, this is not where you've always been. I see your generation, and I have to speak to that generation as radical as I want to be, and the rest of us are on here. We're not your generation, but your generation is straying further and further away from the things of God, away from the church. So I have to ask you, and I heard you say your mom is your pastor. You grew up in it. You was living, breathing, sleeping, eating. You slept on the church pew day in, day out. I know all that. I see all that. That's who you are. But what would you say to the older generation that is, and I'm going to say this, part of the reason that the younger generation is straying away, what would be that thing you would stand flat-footed, bold chest, look right in the camera and tell that older generation to help them get out of the way of these young people, because they're dying? You're dying, bro.
Even her phone was like, "Ooh, she talking. She talking good. That was deep. That was deep."
I would say, literally to everyone that's watching, of the older generation, I would say this, and I might get in trouble for it, but please don't forget that your stuff stinks too. And there was a time that you were going through. Can we just be honest? There was a time, we all have had our seasons where we've done some things and fallen short of the glory of God. The truth of the matter is, what has happened in my generation is because a lot of the things that my generation does, and I don't think it's an amazing, it's not a great thing, but my generation, I feel like generations before us were better at hiding things, and they wanted to hide things. And because the struggles that we have are visible, it's easy for an older generation to look at us and say, wait, can y'all hear me?
Who said
can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, wait, wait a minute. We can pass by whoever gonna talk about, just because social media was around during Freaknik. Because I wanted everybody to know, I was looking for all the bishops, pastors, evangelists.
Oh no!
That was at Freaknik.
Social media was not out once I was on the poll. I'm just saying. So I was good.
It's for real. It's for real, y'all. So the thing is, what happens is, for my generation, everything's very, very visible. And what happens with the generations that have come before us, a lot of times they come from a place of judgment, because while they were doing the things that they were doing, it wasn't seen. There wasn't a social media. Then MySpace came on a little later, you know what I'm saying? Even before that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I was like, off by the time MySpace came
on. Like, he's talking about like when your uncle was really your daddy, but ain't nobody tell nobody
that. But ain't nobody say nothing about it.
Because he was because he lived down the street and we had phone books and we didn't have GPS. Because you realize that GPS ain't that new? Like we have.
No, truly.
These compass of we had like these pieces of paper about tenfold, and it was guiding us on the freeway. And now we got GPS. So just think about how many daddies it was like. Well, if I take two rights and a left, they ain't gonna find me.
I'm telling
you. And your brother and sister live right down there.
What we have to learn to do is literally love hell out of each other.
Mighty God.
I believe what we tend to do is we come from a place of judgment and not a place of love. Because just because you can't see my struggle don't mean that I don't struggle. Mm-hmm. Just because I can't see your struggle don't mean you don't struggle. Now, we might not struggle with the same thing, but everybody has something. Everybody has a thorn. We were born into sin, shaping in iniquity. So everybody has found themselves in a place where they've fallen short of the glory of God. So what I believe my generation needs, I know that my generation needs love. Correct me, but correct me in love. And that's why I'm so grateful for my mother. I'm not the only child. I have an older brother and a younger sister. And when I tell you we have made mistakes. But in that, even with my mother being a pastor, us being PKs, her being over so many churches and leading so many people, guess what she said? Even in your mistake, you are still my baby. I'm going to tell you right from wrong. I'm going to correct you in this. You fix this. You move forward. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to shame you and condemn you for a moment of weakness that you might have had. And I believe that what we tend to do is we tend to condemn. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And what the enemy desires for us to do is feel condemned and shamed. But I believe that if you meet me with love, I just might want to know the God that you're talking about. Because truth be told, you might be the only connection to God that I have if I've never known him before. And if you meet me with judgment and shame and condemning me, it's going to be hard to win me. It's going to be hard to win me because why would I want to know that God if that God is going to treat me or cast me down or shame me for what it is or a mistake that I may have made? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what we have to understand, y'all. It's just because we got it together today don't mean we've always had it together. And just because we don't need help right now don't mean we won't need help in the future in a situation that somebody is going through right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure not to talk and put my mouth on people, not to speak down on people and their struggle. I can provide wisdom. I can pray for you. I can tell you what it is that the Lord says, and I can tell you what it is that scripture says. But even in all of that, I'm coming from a place of love. And I believe that out of your mouth, your heart will speak. Listen to what somebody says long enough, and you're going to know exactly what's in their heart. And I'm going to know if you love me for real or if you're really trying to cast me to hell. And I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you in. You know what I'm saying? So just remember that your stuff stunk at one point in time. In the same way that you made mistakes, I understand that you don't want your children to make those same type of mistakes, but your parents didn't want you to either. But you fail and you learn from your mistake. So I would say your stuff stank too. Remember that. And meet people with love and kindness.
The roses really smell.
Boo, boo, boo. So love and kindness shall I draw thee.
You know, one thing that I really look at the whole situation, because I feel like once you know that you have a relationship with Jesus, there's a lot of, and someone preached this real deep, and it sits with me. Empty religion and empty religious people, where they're doing they're saying the phrases, they know the scriptures,
but they have no relationship. So they don't know how to show relationship. And that's where the problem is. Because you can see how they treat Jesus by how they treat people. He said, if you serve my people, I'll give you the desires of my heart.
Come on.
So, and that's as a paraphrase, I just want people to realize we all had issues. And like Choir Boy Cam said, and this is as a leader in the body of Christ, the way we're going to be able to get, because we all had our issues. And I grew up Baptist, you know. I didn't see fights, shootouts, and everything in the parking lot. But one thing I could tell you is this. They loved, man, the mother. And that's why I tell people to embrace the elders. Because they got past that phase where they worried about judging you. But they got to a part where they're like, you know what? I just want to show you the love that I wish I would have had at your age. And the elders, the mothers, the deacons, the ones when I was really coming up in church, they saved me. Even if they caught me doing something I wasn't going to do or want to do, they saved me in a lot of ways by showing love and actually caring. Because what's the sad part about it in the body of Christ that I'm starting to see that's becoming a trend is that we're petty and we throw people away.
And I'm so grateful that we serve a God that does not do that.
Because we just read a scripture that I just read is in Psalms 9 and 10, if he was coming in the beginning, it says that the God that we trust, he does not forsake us. But we forsake people by not acting, talking, looking, dressing, or even agreeing with agenda to make us feel good in our iniquities. And we got to get to a point where we got to start showing love. Like the Bible does say, if you don't know love, you don't know God. Yeah. And if you can't love people through things, you got to work on your heartstrings.
It's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. It's truly a heart issue, because what we have to always remember is even the person that doesn't struggle with what we struggle with, they're still created by God. And we serve a God that always gives us that, a lot of times give us the opportunity to still receive salvation and his love. And what I mean, we can go back to the story of Jonah, right? Like when the Lord had told him to go to Nineveh and tell them, you know, hey, y'all need to stop doing all the stuff y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to receive salvation, go back to God. But Jonah was like, nah, like they are literally our enemies. Like, why would I go over there and help them like find you? I'm about to go the other way. And what we found is because he was disobedient, he jumped on that ship. Then while he was on that ship, they starting to toss over things because, you know, they're about to drown. And they tossing over all these things, all these unnecessary things, not understanding that Jonah is the one who brought the chaos. So now what we see is Jonah had to take all of these detours, swallowed up by the whale, and then he ended up still having to go to Nineveh and relay the message. And because he relayed that message, those people receive salvation. So that's even going back to what you said, Prophetess Tish. We don't understand that so many people's deliverance and salvation is connected to our obedience. It's connected to our obedience. And because people have hurt us and because people have said mean things to us, what we tend to do is we feel like that gives us the okay to not do what it is that the Lord has told us to do, even when it's time for us to bless our enemies. and the people that have treated us so bad and so poor, you know what I'm saying? God has a way of telling you, hey, no, you still got to go and be like me to your enemy. So
see the chat get dry when it gets to that part, because they're like, oh Lord, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the people that said some things. They didn't talk about my mama and everything. You want me to do what? So one thing I want, and this will be last question, is what is next? what's coming up? What's next? Yeah. Next projects, next things? Is it more music? Is it a book? Is it a movie? Is it a restaurant? What's next?
Yeah, so literally, like I said, even coming on here, I'm just in a place of God, whatever you say, I'm gonna be obedient and I'm gonna do it. So yes, music. I'm in the process of writing a book. I'm launching my own nonprofit. There are so many things that the Lord is doing behind the scenes right now that I am so excited to share with everyone. And in due time and in the right season, you will see all of it. But again, I'm literally surrender to what it is that the Lord is saying and what the Lord has me to do, because I know that once I release it, once it happens, that his hand is going to be on it. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to bless it. So I got so much going on. This summer, of course, I'll be the Lord has me traveling a lot, preaching and singing and all of the things. And I'm just grateful. Y'all are literally looking at a man that the doctor said I would never be able to do what I'm doing right now. I was born premature. You could hold me in the palm of your hand. I had severe sensory issues, so colors and sounds made me scream. At a late age, I'm still crawling around on my elbows. I was never supposed to be able to walk or talk, but the Lord has literally allowed me. He has me in a place where I can truly say that I am in a prophesied place. I'm in a prophesied place. Everything that I see the Lord doing right now, he's spoken before. And truly, and y'all can probably attest to this, I was in a season in my life a couple of years ago, y'all, where I was like, God, I hear you. You having everybody speaking to my life. And I said, God, for a season, I need you to tell these people to stop talking to me until you show me what it is that you said the first time. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was at. But literally, what the Lord has shown me is that his word literally never falls to the ground. If he said it, it has to happen. And that's what's happening right now. And sometimes we think that it's supposed to happen in a certain time, in a certain season, but we have to understand that the Lord is the creator of time, and time is not even a factor for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when it is time, the Lord just does it. So all of that to say, there's so many amazing things coming up. I'll be releasing new music. This music is 3 years in the making. Look out for my nonprofit. I'll have more information coming forth on that. Clothing line coming. I'm so excited about that as well. And just some amazing things. So stay connected with me.
Awesome.
And to stay connected, go ahead and tell everybody.
And to stay connected, you go to Instagram at choirboy4real. That's Choirboi, the number 4real. On Facebook, it's choirboy cam. For booking, it's choirboybusinessrep@gmail.com. And I would love to worship with you. The Lord, he's just been doing some amazing things in my life. And I'm just grateful that he has me in a place in the season where he's opening doors for me to share those things. So as the Lord continues to open doors, continue to pray for me, because in all of that, I have to make sure that I rest. I have to make sure that I stay at his feet and not get so busy that I miss the God who's opening the doors.
Good stuff.
People want to know if you're coming to Houston. I haven't seen that in the chat by like 3 times.
What happened? Say it again.
The people want to know if you're going to Houston in your tour. Are you going to H-Town? H-Town stop.
Not at the moment, but if you want me in Houston, please reach out so I can get to Houston. I would love to come to Houston. I haven't been to Houston in a couple of years.
I got you.
Yes, please. I would love to come. I would love to come, truly. I haven't been to Houston in a couple of years, for real. Literally with my last project, I was working with the producer out there as well, Billy Dorsey. And he did a lot of the producing on some of the songs on that project. So I love Houston. It's big and busy and hot. But I would love to come. Yes.
Awesome. So with that, everybody, make sure you guys go and follow Choir Boy Cam, and let's get him up on the charts a few. I bought my copy of.
I did Reef too. Yes, I did too. Yay!
Thank you.
I'll be singing with him next week in Chi-Town. Yes.
Chicago.
I can't wait to go get some Harold's and some Jerk 48. That's what I really want to go do in Chicago. And then the popcorn.
And listen, bro, while you are there, I need you to show me around. This is my first time in Chicago. So I don't know
you
too much.
Show you around. I ain't gonna have no car. I'm about to be Uber Eats. Uber.
We'll get around. We'll get around. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll work on that.
Can I get some popcorn?
I was say I'll be there. So and I'll be looking for like, okay, hold on, where are we going?
Oh yeah, she will have her car. She will.
No, I'm probably rent a car. I decided not to drive.
We're talking about the Glory Encounter. If you missed it already, next week from the 11th to the 13th, make sure that you're in Chicago, Chi-Town, yes, where it's going to go crazy. It's going to be so many great speakers. Shout out to Prophet Brandon Van Horn, mm-hmm, where he is having this great event that's coming out. That's the bros. And we're going to eat good. We're going to worship. And night one is all Cam, but I'm going to come and join for night two. And that's it. And then I'm going back to Vegas because I can't be gone that long. Amen. So with that, I want to just say thank you, Cam, for coming on. Like I've said, it's like 3 years ago. 3 years ago that you family and stay connected. We already stay connected. Like you fams. So yes. I appreciate you for coming on and really being able to continue in ministry, keep doing the great things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Stay encouraged. And I can't wait for the future projects that you have coming, because Replay's dope.
Yes.
I see Billboard coming. Come on, radio people. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Radio people, go ahead and get Replay. And and just follow what he's doing in his ministry, because it comes from a pure place. If you didn't get anything while watching this interview, is that everything he came and said came out of a pure place. So definitely go check him out, definitely follow him, and definitely stay in tune with all of the music that he's doing and all the other great things that he's doing. And Yielded, I see your comment. Yes, I'll go get you some popcorn and I'll mail it to you. There you go.
So, yes. I want to be heard. That's all.
Yeah, I saw it. You want some ketchup chips too?
No ketchup. I'm good on ketchup.
That's that Chicago thing. It's actually not bad. I tried it. It just tastes like a tomato chip. But
popcorn me, please.
Popcorn, got you. So everybody, make sure, you know, this was a great time. Thank you again, Choir Boy Cam, for coming on. But it doesn't have to stop. Why I don't have to stop, Pastor Jay? Because you can follow us on the podcast platform. I actually looked. We migrated over yesterday and I had to look at all the episodes we have. And you could get something from tonight's show that will be on our podcast. You can get something from every show that you watch and walk away. I mean, even from years ago to today. And we have 300 and some. So if you need something to binge watch, there you go.
Yes,
it's 300 some episodes right there. We're getting close to the number 400, and we'll probably be at 400 by the end of the year. But I'm just telling you, this is great to be able to follow. So make sure you share, like, subscribe, follow us on the podcast platform, Anointed Radio. And I want everybody to know this. Stay prayed up. Don't let people, because you can't please people. Try to please God. That's what I want to leave you with. You can't please everybody. People will be with you one day and they'll be against you the next, but you could please God. And as long as you pleasing God, you'll be all right. And watch how the doors will open. Watch how things will happen, and everything that come against you, God gonna block it. So all those little mini attacks right now, don't worry about it. God got you. He got a ram in the bush waiting for you, and he's going to show an exit, and he's going to stand there and say, this is not my soft error. You ain't going to get my child. And he talking about you. See, you should be excited about that. God protects you on everything, the whole forefront. It might look ugly right now, but at the end of the day, God got you. So with that being said, make sure you share, like, subscribe. Make sure you follow every social media platform that we have at LV Anointed Radio or Anointed Radio on Facebook. And man, much love and stay hydrated, because guess what? The summer is coming.
Really?
And it's about to be super hot.
Really? Can't follow the people back.
Yeah. And like my uncle said, can I get a little grace? Can I get a little grace? And we about to leave out of here.
Mercy.
Ain't you pray for me? Bye, y'all.